WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. The new quintet, Hardworking Americans, was formed by singer-songwriter Todd Snyder and includes Dave Schools from the band Widespread Panic and Dwayne Trucks, whose family includes members of the Allman Brothers Band. Hardworking Americans covers 11 songs by well-known songwriters, and rock critic Ken Tucker says the album coheres as a statement of both solidarity and fun.
Todd Snyder's voice leading hardworking Americans through a loud, roughed-up version of a song written by country folk singer Hayes Carl called Stompin' Holler. It's one of many songs on Hardworking Americans' debut album that concerns the plight of an ordinary Joe, a hardworking American who just can't seem to catch a break. This collection certainly hammers home its obsessive theme. It's also titled Hardworking Americans, but you can't accuse it of lacking a sense of humor or resourcefulness.
When the lonely, needy, simple man, not much money and not much land, he didn't make no banker or no legal charmer. When the law made me, he made a black land farmer.
That's Blackland Farmer, a superb song from the 1950s by the country singer Frankie Miller. Miller sang it like a shrewd fellow tilling the soil who's never expecting to be treated fairly by the world. In Hardworking Americans' version, the song becomes a slightly more sinister, blues-tinged ballad. The drums of Dwayne Trucks dig the furrows deep into the earthiness of the melody, while Todd Snyder's vocal makes the narrator seem a little resentful, perhaps even a little dangerous around the edges. Snyder also has just the right edge in his voice to pull off a song such as Randy Newman's Mr. President, Have Pity on the Working Man, conveying the composition's full resentment at having to ask for the help of a leader who's too lofty-minded to listen, let alone care.
We have taken all you've given. It's still tough just to make a living, Mr. President. Have pity on the working man. You don't even have to love us. You can put yourself high above us, Mr. President. Have pity on the working man.
The sound of this quintet is a canny fusion of folk, rock, and the sort of languid yearning at which so-called jam bands excel at their best. These range from the Allman Brothers Band to Widespread Panic, whose Dave Schools plays bass here. Snyder's influence keeps the music tart and springy. And he's also a fine editor and musical anthologist, cherry-picking appropriate material and then working out new arrangements with the other four members, as on this version of the Bottle Rockets' Welfare Music.
It's welfare music. Watch the baby dance to that welfare music. Will she ever stand a chance? Senator on TV calls her welfare queen. She used to be daddy's little girl. Now she needs help in this mean old world. Buys cassette tapes in the bargain bin. Loves Carlin Carter and Loretta Lynn. Tries to have fun on a Saturday night. Sunday morning don't shine so bright. It's
on an earlier solo album, Snyder had a song with the line, "There's a war going on that the poor can't win." And that's really the subtext of a lot of hardworking Americans' music. But rather than try to elicit pity or to self-identify with numerous characters who lack luck, money, and power, the band gives its subjects an energy, passion, and withering humor that infuses the music with those same potent qualities. For hardworking Americans, the medium is the message.
Ken Tucker reviewed the debut self-titled album from the group Hardworking Americans.